Ah, podcast time. You want to do a podcast?
That's the podcast noise now. I like
Yeah. Oh yeah.
it.
That's our catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Fair Wizards. I'm Alvin, aka Dr. Filavich.
I'm Mike. We're too long farts sometimes.
And a normal episode is us reviewing a Nintendo 64 game, so you don't have to fucking play it. But we're not going to do that this week. It's a bonus episode. I know you guys love bonus episodes. I can tell by the way that you don't listen to them. But we're doing it anyway because we're going to interact with our social media presence. So give us a rundown of why we're doing this episode, sir.
Because I make memes instead of promoting the podcast, and then they get shared places.
Correct. What was the meme this week?
I took a picture of a lady looking disgusted at a box and asked what everybody's least favorite or worst video game gift they were giving in their lifetime. What their worst gift was, and it got blown up all over the place, and a lot of people answered. So, to reward those people for answering a post on a meme about a podcast that they have no idea about, we will reward them with a podcast episode.
Close enough. Yeah, so to start off the new year, rather than hit you with one of our fine, highly professional, very accurate reviews, we're going to talk about shitty video game gifts and maybe help you to avoid those pitfalls in the future.
Maybe.
Maybe. So you took a bunch of you got a bunch of input on this. What were some of the best what were some of the best bad
Well, do you
gifts that
want to do
people got for you?
us first?
Huh?
Let's make it personal first.
Wanna go personal
Like,
first?
yeah, let's talk about gifts
Huh.
that we've got. Did you get any, I suppose, did you get any games this year from anybody?
I didn't get shit from Dick.
I got Fallout 4 in my stocking for PlayStation 4, but I knew I was getting it because it was at the $5 store, the Five Below store. They always have video games. So I knew that was in my stocking because I put
Was
it in
fucking
there.
$5?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That game is officially worth $5. That's cool.
But
I'd
as
pay a
far
lot
as
more than
the
that.
worst things, yeah, I did too. I bought an Xbox One just for that game. So that was the first game I owned. But as far as the worst gift game gifts I've ever got was South Park Rally for the PlayStation 1. So I had the N64 first, and you had PlayStation, and I
Yes.
was jealous of your PlayStation, but not for like overall gaming, specifically for Gran Turismo 2 was the reason that I wanted it. So, and we played a lot
Fair.
of Gran Turismo 1 and 2. And at one point, you like loaned me individual discs of Final Fantasy 7, and that was fun. But it was Gran Turismo for me, and I needed to have it. But my mom, we used to rent PlayStations from the Hollywood, maybe. I don't remember where
Captain's
we were.
video.
Ah, man, I don't think they rented systems. It had to be one of the bigger
Oh.
box stores. It could have been family. But you could rent systems, and she liked it too. So then she got us a PlayStation. But the game she got, our blast off game, was South Park Rally. And boy, howdy, that is not Mario Kart.
No, that's not a great one. That's not terrible. I mean, you could have done worse. At least it's a fucking game and
But it was the only game I had. Like that was at the beginning, that was the only game we had on that system.
yeah, I mean
That's bad, dude. I played it for months.
that's definitely not an A-lister.
No.
I really don't have any bad physical gift because typically how it went was if I wanted something video game related, I asked for it and that's what we got. Like it wasn't like my parents trying to guess. because they were pretty clueless. I mean, my dad actually bought the first NES for us without us, because like me and my brother were super young. He got that like unsolicited. Like that was just his like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And we're like, okay. And it was downhill every year since then. But I would say the worst gift that I ever got video game related would have to be, and this was my own fault, was the first Dragon Warrior game, or Dragon Quest if you're not from the US or North America. Not because the game was necessarily bad. I mean, it kind of was, but I was far too young to be into that type of RPG style game. It was not in my fucking wheelhouse at all. And I purely wanted that game because the dragon on the cover looked badass.
Oh, it was super badass.
It was super badass. It was like epic airbrush on the side of a van, badass. So after seeing that, I was just like, that's really fucking cool. I want this game. And then I got it. And it is not a very easy game. And it's a bit of a slog. And it's not like RPGs of current times where there's like a real great story and all that shit. It was a lot of reading, and it wasn't what I expected it to be. Let's put it that way, at all. So that was definitely my worst game, but I did that to myself. My worst experience is a little bit different though, and that is because I got pre-grounded from a gift that my dad, because my parents are divorced, my dad and my stepmom knew what I was getting, so they grounded me from was it PlayStation? I'm trying to remember the console, because I bought every system after PlayStation, so it must have been PlayStation. I got pre-grounded from it because I didn't do a homework assignment, and the conditions of me not being grounded from it was to do the assignment even after the fact, and I held out for 6 fucking months.
Well, that sounds like you.
So I took a 6 month L to prove a goddamn point. So that was probably my worst video game Christmas experience. Because I will not be held down by authoritarian parenting and pre-grounding. And that is also when I learned that, and this is a little heads up to anybody who might be a minor listening to this, minors can't own shit legally, because you can't enter into a contract, and ownership requires some sort of contractual ownership agreement that you are making a purchase. So even if you buy something with your own fucking money, if you're under the age of 18, your legal guardian can just fucking have it, and there's nothing you can do about it until you become of age to actually physically own shit. So
I'm glad that grounded you contacted a lawyer to try to get your PlayStation back, only to find out that you couldn't.
I did more research on if I could take legal action against my parents than I did on the assignment that I chose not to do.
Would have probably taken you like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was literally like do a report on some South American country, and that was fucking it. And I chose instead to look up like possession and ownership laws for minors, which would have been a much more engrossing assignment, and I probably would have gotten a better grade on that than I would have on the assignment. So, yeah, good stuff. So that was definitely a low point in my Christmas and my gifting experience.
Right, well, I pulled up an ass load of screenshots that I took off of these because I don't want to scroll through all the lists. We're not
Yes.
gonna, there's been a lot of repeat answers, let's just say. So a lot of people say things that are like ironic, like Superman 64, or like nobody got that as a gift. And if you did, I don't know you. And you're not gonna get the satisfaction of me reading Superman 64 five times. But we'll just read off some of the funnier, longer ones with people with actual stories. I won't say their names because we're not contacting any of them because I don't care about them as people. But yeah, so we'll just get some stories in here. Another one other big tying thing is this is a huge like generational gap between us and gamers of today. Everybody, there was a ton of answers. It's like nobody buys me games. I buy my own games. Or why didn't they just get you gift cards? Or why? Who gives bad games? I don't get. There wasn't gift cards when we were kids. There was very few gift certificates, and there was like no research on games whatsoever. Like if you found out you wanted a game and you told somebody, that's one thing. But if your parents were trying to buy you a game, it's not like they could ask the internet. They had to go to the store, and you know, if you didn't have a video game store by you, just a Walmart employee was just pointing at some game like that one.
Yeah, it was the Wild West in those times. Like, you had to actually physically subscribe to fucking paper magazines to learn about video games. Could you imagine?
Don't even get the paper one now. Whatever
Reading
the
a
one that
magazine.
game that the GameStop does, I get the digital one and I don't read it. I just get it because it's free.
The only reason to buy magazines in 2021 is fantasy football
That's true.
or fantasy sports in general. Those are the only print copies of anything worth owning at this point.
I back this wholeheartedly. All
Right,
right.
let's get a good
Yeah.
story.
Yes. Well, we're not going to get good stories. You're just going to get
Oh.
whatever stories I have in order here. All right. So
Okay.
the first one, Madden 06 on the GameCube. Mostly because I have never liked sports games and my parents knew it for my entire life. And I asked for Mario Kart Double Dash that year and got Madden 06. So I was quite disappointed. I still ended up playing the shit out of it because games are limited. So you know the story.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. Imagine telling your parents that you want something and they get you like the polar opposite, because it doesn't get much more opposite than a Mario game
And
than to get
Madden
a, yeah.
06, that was a shit one too. That was like the Donovan McNabb, we're gonna try and change how people pass the football.
Passing eye.
Passing Eye Madden. Ugh. For someone who doesn't like sports games, that would be a poor introduction.
Next one is a screenshot, and it's very clearly Ernest Evans, which is that like Ernest video game. I don't know if you remember Ernest Goes
Yeah.
to Wherever. Yeah. Oh God, those are terrible. That's, I feel sorry for that person. He didn't even leave a comment. It's just a screenshot of the worst fucking game.
Wait, there's a game that's just his namesake? Like, it's just Ernest Evans, the game?
The game.
Like, it's not even based off one of his movies?
Ernest Goes to Video Game. I don't know, man. Like,
No, okay. Now, if anybody would buy that for me now, I want to play whatever just the Ernest game is, if it has no connection to any of the movies. Like, I just want a unique Ernest goes to the grocery store fucking experience or some shit.
man, I am. Well, there's Easter Island enemies on there, so it's obviously Ernest Goes Somewhere, but it's. Now I know what to get you for
hell?
next Christmas.
Amazing. What console is it for?
Looks like Super Nintendo.
Oh, I don't have a Super Nintendo, but
Okay, well, I can get that too.
that's a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I had this next page, we had three straight people answer Shaq Fu, but two of them were Super Nintendo and one was the new one for the Switch. So somebody got dumped on this generation, and the next person, literally the next person to answer, got dumped on the current generation. So
Oh,
never good.
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, Shaq Oh shit. Okay, that's a bad gift.
Yeah, that's not great. Neither of them are very great, but you know.
No.
Another person said maybe Nintendogs. My parents thought it was a game, and then when my dad went to actually play it because they were so proud of the DS they got me, he said, "What the fuck is this?" So there's some,
Oh.
there's a parent getting their own answer to their gift. But I
Well,
actually
that's
think I
sad.
like Nintendogs.
I love the Nintendogs. That was a cute little thing. It's like a Tamagotchi type thing, but it's got dogs.
Yeah. But
I
imagine
mean,
that once again, if that's the only game you have for a new system and you didn't start you out with Mario 64 on the DS, that was a problem. So
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I think Nintendogs was the first game I had for DS. I mean, there's not a lot of depth to that game, obviously. It
no.
kind of grows thin pretty quick, but yeah, it was, I don't know. That one, I guess you could be worse. That game actually had publicity and hype behind it too, and Nintendo even advertised that game, so can't fault mom and dad for that one.
Next one was 18-wheeler American Pro Trucker. Laugh my fucking ass off. I was really mad. I asked for Mario Kart. So it must be a recurring theme that people ask for a driving game and they get a game that's not Mario Kart. I don't know which system 18-wheeler Pro Trucker. That sounds like, once again, GameCube generation. Though it could be Wii, I guess.
I suppose, yeah, most of these came from like Nintendo-based pages, right? I
Yeah.
assume.
Yes, a lot of them were Nintendo
So
pages.
we're going to see a lot of bad Nintendo games, which is unfortunate actually, because there is a lot of really bad games on other consoles that like Nintendo doesn't just have as many games. Because they don't allow like a lot of shit third party stuff through like PlayStation did. So there would actually be worse choices if you were dealing with PlayStation, that's for sure.
And we do, there is some sharing to those, so we might get some PlayStation stories yet too. But yeah, there's a
Yeah.
lot of Nintendo in here. Top Gun for the NES. I never got past landing my airplane on the aircraft carrier. Man, do I
Oh.
feel that story.
That game is a motherfucker, and just for the aircraft carrier part. Like, if you do manage to land it, you get to the next stage, and you're like, oh, thank God. And then you beat that, and then it's like, oh, fucking land again. So,
Every fucking time.
you gotta catch that lightning in a bottle many times.
This one is not me, but my brothers wanted Tecmo Super Bowl so bad. My parents got them John Elway quarterback because they didn't understand video games, and to them it was the same. They also got me the puzzle game Yoshi one year, Yoshi's Cookie, because they
Yeah.
thought it was a Ninja Turtle and not Yoshi. I had asked for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 or 3.
That's honestly, it's probably a bigger letdown to go from if you're looking for turtles and you got Yoshi puzzle game. But that being said, John Elway football was a motherfucker. That game was hard as shit.
But it did have the glitch that I figured out when we rented it, where if you got a bunch of guys to like follow you in the backfield, you could run up the sideline like almost out of bounds and they wouldn't tackle you, or they couldn't tackle you. So if you ran up the right sideline, you could a lot of times break off enormous long touchdowns because there must have been like a buffer for the sideline where they don't tackle you if you're out of bounds. So the game thought, anyway, that ruined the game for me once I figured out I could cheat it.
That's interesting. I might have accidentally figured that out because I would have had more success on like sweeps and stuff like that than I did trying to pass the fucking football. Because, though, to be, I mean, that game did the Madden behind the quarterback perspective before anybody else did.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
it was kind of revolutionary. Tecmo didn't age quite as well as the John Elway quarterback, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Style football did. I don't know what I like better though. I don't know. I don't know if if I like the Madden or I like the side scroll.
I think most side scroll football games are just better.
Ooh. Taking a hard stand.
Well, there's exceptions. I like Blitz, and I like so. I mean, but as far as enjoyability for the younger years, like I liked Joe Montana Sports Talk Football, Tecmo, and oh, what was the other one? Fuck. There was one more really good side-scrolling football game. It wasn't Troy Aikman. Was it Michael Irvin? Or was it?
If it was, I had never played the Irvin one.
It was either Irvin. It was one of the Cowboys, or it was the Sterling Sharp game.
I vaguely remember the Irvin one. I do not remember Sterling Sharp one, but that's funny. I don't know. You know what though? I will say, I read the field better on the side-scrolling ones than I do Madden. Like I know Madden just well enough from playing it for hours and hours and hours or whatever, but I feel like I do better playing it side-scrolling.
It's a better experience. You see the
Yeah.
defense better. You see
Right.
the opening setup of their defense better.
That's probably part of the problem is that there's no like it's hard to gauge depth even with new like systems and stuff like that. It's hard to gauge the depth and where your players are and how long things are going to take to get from here to there. But if you're going side scrolling, it's like, oh, that's easy. I know how far away they are. I can definitely throw it that far.
Yep.
Right. What else you got?
Okay, here's the one. I got a game I didn't have a system for. My grandma gave us an early Christmas present, Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey on the N64, which is a great game.
Yeah.
My parents told me for weeks that we should return the game and get an SNES instead. A week later, they actually got us an N64 for Christmas, in quotes, because of the present. So that one ended up turning out good, but it was a bad present at the beginning.
Very true. That's an interesting one for like grandma to just go off on because there was no Wayne Gretzky hockey on any other
Nope.
console.
But
So
it was one of that was like number 8 or 9. That was in the first 10 N64 games, so I guarantee she just went to Shopko or something like that and just picked out a like it was in a flashy new case for the new system, and she probably just picked the game out.
yeah, either that or maybe the kids were like they played Pee Wee hockey or something.
That could have been too.
That's an interesting one. But yeah, buying a game for a console that you don't have is a big video game faux pas, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa.
One's a little boring, but it hits my heartstrings. This guy just said Glover. And let me tell you, yes.
God, I'm trying to remember Glover now. Whenever I think Glover, I think of Rayman, and I don't.
Nope, it's the walking, talking hamburger helper ad where you hold the
Oh, wow.
ball and everything is the Glover throwing the ball or rolling on the ball.
All right, that sounds bad.
Well,
That's a
wait till you
weird
play it.
gift. Oh, God, is it an N64 game?
Oh, it absolutely is an N64 game.
Gross. Well, something to look forward to.
How many more of these do you want me to read? Do you want to take a break and then read a bunch more?
We'll do a few more, but let's take a break quick. Okay. Good break. Good break.
The best length are whatever the length of those breaks are.
So before we go on, like we had pretty cool parents. In the sense that, well, like your parents were just like, your mom was just like, yeah, I love video games, fucking give them to me.
Yep.
So she just buy them. And like my mom was usually like, what do you want? And I'm just kind of like, it's this. And she's like, okay. And then she just get what we asked for. I mean, my dad, my stepmom were like, you don't need video games. You play too many video games, keeping in full mind that it was my dad who sent us down this path. But they would always give me like practical gifts that I don't know, like baby's first accounting set. I don't fucking know. They didn't always get me shit I didn't want, but there was like a major turning point. But like I think the worst thing for me right now in terms of bad gifts is that the PS5s and the Xbox Series X's are so hard to get a hold of, and there were parents who basically just said, well, fuck it. If I can't get one, I'll get the other. And there are like people that are just like, ah, my kids wanted this one, so we're gonna get rid of this. It's like, fuck you. Double fuck you. Be like, you don't, you asshole. Like, you're just like, no, I'm just sucking up gifts, whatever. Like, at least be fucking realistic. Like, I don't fucking know. It bothers me right now that I've seen like Facebook posts. They could just be bullshit people trying to like raise the sympathy card because like everybody hates everyone who's price gouging on these new consoles right now. But like it's gotta
Especially
be
me.
right. So like anybody, I've seen a lot of people like, oh, my kids wanted a PS5 and I got an Xbox, so we're gonna sell the Xbox and 650. It's like, fuck you, 650. Not 200. That's what you get for being a jackass. Be like, yeah. I'm like, fuck your kids for being stupid, selfish brats, and fuck you for being an idiot. I just had to get that off my chest because I've seen too much of it. So
Do you feel good now? Does it feel better?
but like, yeah, I'm just thinking like, I'm like, oh man, it'd be kind of shitty to like get a console, especially now. Like back then it wasn't such a big deal because everything was local, but now with everything online, like to have two different consoles that you can't play with your friends with kind of would suck.
Well, imagine me. All I wanted for Christmas was a Nanica Smitch, and then Wish pulled it from me and tries to give me this like PS Vita looking Nintendo ripoff emulator console. And that's not at all what I ordered. I spent $31 on a Smitch, and they're going to give it. It's still in my cart. They are not getting that out of my cart. You're going to give me that Smitch.
China's just gonna take your fucking money.
Nope.
Oh, you always
PayPal
got
won't let them.
paid. I was gonna say you always got paid. Thanks, Elon.
Right, more games.
Yes.
Another similar story to a previous one. Got Sonic the Hedgehog for Game Gear. I absolutely love Sonic, but I didn't have a Game Gear.
Oof.
So that's sad.
I could see that happening. My parents, when it was between console generations, they weren't quite sure. Like when I asked for a game or whatever, like they're like, "Do you mean this one? Because this one's like the same game but cheaper." It's like, "Yeah, but it's not the same game because it's not for the right console." And they're like, "Oh, okay." But I can see parents getting confused, especially since Microsoft decided to name their consoles the stupidest fucking way possible. When
Luckily,
there's
there's a
like,
lot of backwards and cross compatibility with the new Microsoft stuff, so that's good.
yeah, like
But
all the current games right now, if you accidentally bought the Xbox One version, you're also getting the non-Xbox One version. So,
yeah. But that doesn't happen for the guy who got Sub-Zero Mythologies for the N64 for his 1997 Xmas present, which is another game coming up that we're going to have to play. That
yeah.
some people love and most everybody hates because of the
Who?
controls. And
Whoa, hold on. Who loves Sub-Zero Mythologies?
don't know, that was in the least favorite game post that we did one time. Somebody's like, well, or it was the game that was under or that you feel is unjustly underrated. There's
Oh.
people who think that that game is great because it's a side scroller and it's challenging, which is secret code for it's a piece of shit. Hard to play.
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles swimming level, but the whole
Yeah.
game. That's
Then there
funny.
was like four straight answers to Superman 64, which I said I wasn't going to entertain. But this one does get a call out because the guy got it, but only because his little brother convinced his parents to get it instead of Yoshi 64, which they had all together asked for. So the entire group of brothers asked for Yoshi's, or I'm sorry, Yoshi's Story, not Yoshi 64, though it's the same thing.
Okay.
Asked for Yoshi's Story, and then the one littlest brother convinced his parents to get Superman 64 for their gift instead.
I mean, on paper, that seems like the right decision because you're like, how could this Yoshi game not be as good as being fucking Superman? But obviously, reality does not match up with the utopian ideals of the situation.
No. Spy Kids for the Game Boy Advance. I'm just going to go ahead with no knowledge of that game whatsoever and assume that that's terrible. And I agree with that person.
If it's not Pokemon or Castlevania, there's really no good Game Boy Advance games.
That's patently false. There are good Game Boy Advance games, but I do really like Castlevania. So you know what? You're gonna let you have it. But you played Advance. I know you played Advance Wars with me, and Advance Wars is great.
Okay, fine. We'll give you the that. I mean, well, I will say on Advance, they did have a bunch of ports of other games that were better on those other systems, but it was fun to have them on a cart that you could take portably, I guess.
Yes.
This
Actually, I'm
person
looking on
said,
my oh, nope, go
I'm
ahead.
looking on my kitchen table right now. I see a Game Boy Advance game and I picked it up and it is Advance Wars. I have like a memory card, an SD card, and a Game Boy Advance game, and I was curious, and it's Advance Wars.
Man, I read you like a book, brother. This guy said, not a game, but the power glove, thinking it was going to be amazing like the movie The Wizard, and instead it was the power glove. Yeah, I feel that one.
Yeah, that was a scam Nintendo played on everybody. But I don't know. I bet you wishes he had it now, because I bet you those things sell for a fucking mint.
No, they're not super expensive. I will own one eventually on then some sort of accidental purchase, but they're like between 50 and 100 bucks, depending on if you have like the little stand thing and like any of the paperwork or a box or something. But they're not super expensive. They're still
How big?
completely impractical and shit, but you know.
All right, how big are they? Like, I've never actually seen one in the wild.
There are sizes. Like you can
No
get the
shit.
small, medium glove and the large glove. So
I mean, I want one just to kind of just wear. Like, I would just wear it to work, but not for $100.
just get a, you could go on eBay and get a non-functioning one. I bet you get it for like 25 or 30 bucks.
That's fucking true. I should do that. That should just be my thing. Be like, I'll be the Nintendo glove guy.
The wizard.
The
This guy says Mario is missing. Worst game ever. You know, it wasn't great.
I didn't play that one.
Well, you are not missing anything by not playing Mario is missing. It was like that one where it was like, wasn't it like Mario and is missing in time or Mario in time? It was like a side scrolling, like point and click style thing, if I remember. I didn't play it very
Oh.
much, but I didn't need to. So,
Oh, so it wasn't even a platformer?
no.
Oh, well then, yeah, it probably was shit.
This person said it was some sort of submarine simulator that my parents got me for my computer when I was 10 years old. You can imagine how well this went.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably be into that kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're hard as fuck.
I don't know, that's.
What if you got like Microsoft Flight Simulator when you were 10? Like, you'd have to
Dude.
really want it.
Fucking Microsoft Flight Simulator was the only game I'd play on my grandpa's computer. He's like, check it out, I stole AutoCAD from work. And I'm like, no, Flight Sim, fuck you.
Nice.
He's like, I want you to be an engineer. I'm like, I'm gonna pretend to be a pilot and see if I can figure out how the guns work on this airplane.
Did they work? Did they work on Flight Sim?
Yeah, they actually did have like a World War II, like on the, we're talking like first flight simulator. They actually had like a shooting mode. Like the new ones, you don't have any fucking weapons. It's bullshit, but
Some guy put a pile. He got Sonic CD, Booger Man, and Echo the Dolphin, and he got tore to shreds. Somebody's like, I will defend all those games. And the guy's like, you can defend them all you want. They're still all shitty games. Nothing has changed between now and
whoa, hold
then.
on. It was Booger Man, Echo, and what was the other one?
Sonic CD. The Sega
Wasn't
CD
Sonic's.
Sonic.
See, I didn't have Sonic. Wasn't that one supposed to be like good though?
Was good. But I mean, this guy
I
didn't think so. And he's
and
going to fight about it on the message boards.
Booger Man was a solid platformer. I don't know. It was goofy and silly, but it was just like Dollar Store Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. I liked
But
Echo. I had a good time with Echo the Dolphin on Sega.
I fucking hated Echo, and it wasn't
Really?
anything to do with like, because it looked good and all that shit, but Echo frustrated the piss out of me because it was all like searching for shit and
Yeah, it was hard as
puzzles and
hell, but that's
stuff.
I
Yeah.
liked it.
I fucking hated it.
This person says Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. Now, let me tell you something. I have a soft spot for this game because it's like a super dumbed down Mario Party. Like it's a board game thing,
Oh.
but there's no real competition in the mini games. And a lot of the stuff is just landing on spaces and buying and selling turnips and playing with your amiibos because you have to have an amiibo to roll the dice. So as somebody who both collects amiibos and has family members who like Animal Crossing, and some of those are children, we played that game more than I probably should have.
See, It's funny because as much as I love Animal Crossing, that was one that I was just kind of like, that's not Animal Crossing. And I just said, fuck it. And I pretty much ignored Amiibos until Animal Crossing came out. And then I'm like, wish I wouldn't have ignored those Amiibos.
Yeah, it's a not bad game. It's not a great game. Don't I'm like we don't play it now that the Wii U is put away, but I would
See,
play it.
a lot of these things are relative too, because it would depend on what you didn't get
Yeah, if
to
there was another game dangled in front of you and like, oh, I was gonna get Paper Mario Color Rush or what the fuck
Right.
ever. But I got you Amiibo Festival because I know you like Animal Crossing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. An Xbox One system. I told my mom that I'll never have an Xbox under my roof, so what does she do? She buys one for my son instead. Well, it
Huh.
wasn't a gift for you. That sounds like
Yeah.
you're a shitty parent.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fanboys can eat a dick.
well, probably Tribes for PlayStation 2. It wasn't really a gift, though. It was just something my father-in-law grabbed in the store because he thought it was something I like. I'm not sure if it was good or not because I traded it in before I even opened it. Wow, that's another just shitty ass
Yeah.
person.
Like, you got a free thing and you're like, fuck this free thing. Give me
Give
$5 from
me.
GameStop. Could have at least asked for like a gift receipt.
Probably
Grow
still
up.
had it. Now, see, now we had two people on this page say ET for Atari 2600. Now, that just seemed, I know that it's a game, but it just feels like one of those things where people just say it. Maybe somebody actually did get it as a gift, but.
I mean, it was kind of a big fucking deal at the time, but how old are these people?
I don't know. They've all got Wii profile pictures, so I don't know how old they are.
They're all 16-year-old Japanese anime girls. I
It didn't exist when ET did.
don't know. Oh shit.
Bart Simpson versus Space Mutants on NES, too hard for me as a kid. That's understandable. That wasn't the great, that was a pretty hard game. So.
You know what? That reminds me of a game that was actually probably worse than Dragon Warrior, was the Terminator 2 game for NES.
I
Because
have never played that.
thinking back on that game, it was hard as shit too. Like, I never got past the driving level. Like, it's funny because this game is actually has it actually pulls some shit directly from the movie Terminator 2. And for some reason, my parents, who would not let me have the blood code to Mortal Kombat, decided that Terminator 2 was a technical achievement worthy of being considered art. So like Terminator 2 was a big intellectual property in my household. So when we got the Nintendo game for it, was kind of like, oh, this isn't nearly as fun as watching the movie, but that just reminded me of that game. And I don't remember if it was a birthday gift or if it was a Christmas gift. It was probably a birthday because I'm pretty sure that was like me exclusive, but just thought of that. So I don't
And
know.
the next person that posted right after that was Terminator 2 on the SNES. So I wonder if that game was bad too. So.
See, I don't know if Terminator 2 was different between consoles, because you know how Jurassic Park had like two totally different games for Super Nintendo and Genesis.
Yeah, one was the one, it was the blow dart shooting or the tranquilizer gun simulator, and then the other one was weren't you a raptor instead?
No, well, you could do both on the Genesis version. The Super Nintendo version was like a top down, like not isometric. It was kind of
Oh
like a top down isometric thing. I don't know. I
You're right.
think the Genesis version, I like that one better, but to
Because it
each their
was
own.
better.
Yeah.
No, you liked it better because it was a better game. It's
Was it?
not you're it. It's beg to differ. It's just a better
Yeah.
game. So.
I don't know. I didn't know anybody who I was the Genesis guy. Everyone else I knew had fucking Super Nintendo, so I didn't have a lot of reference to bounce that off of people.
Whose Super Nintendo did we play at your house? Because I remember playing Yoshi's Island on Super Nintendo and maybe Donkey Kong 2 at your house. Was that just way later when you got both?
I never had it. It was either your girlfriend's at the time
I could have been.
or because it wasn't mine.
I just
'Cause I
remember
remember,
playing in your living room.
yeah, I remember that too, but like I said, that wasn't my console.
Weird. Here's another one. Probably Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Now, I don't even really want to go any further because
Ooh.
that game is excellent, but
Yeah.
we'll hear them out. Probably Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. I definitely liked it at first, but after playing it for a long time, the game really came down to trying to find a point to keep playing. And I kept swearing that that point was around the corner every time I played it, but I only very rarely found what the point was. I heard that it was supposed to be better to play with other people, but I didn't have siblings or friends. No, okay. That got a little sad at the end
It
there,
got
but
sad, yeah.
yeah.
No, I mean, they're absolutely right because even with friends and stuff, it got to be a bit of a struggle to be like, why would we do this again? But
Yeah, year eight. All right, now which chalice do we need for which miasma? Where are we going?
it wasn't a challenging enough game to justify the amount of hours that we like put into it, but yeah, I guess I can kind of see that, but you know what? They got their fucking gameplay out of that. I don't know. People are greedy. Like, I don't know if people have just expected the game to have like a lifelong appeal, but I get bored with every fucking game except for Animal Crossing. Yeah, that's not even true. I guess I get bored with that eventually too.
Small doses, small doses.
Yeah. Yep.
This person said, I asked for Harvest Moon. I got Mario 64, which I didn't have in that school, but I also got Tiddlywinks.
Like
I'm
the actual
guessing,
physical
I'm
game?
guessing not the video game.
Oh.
So they get a mad shout out for getting for not getting their game and then also getting Tiddlywinks.
Interesting. So that means they had a console that didn't come with Nintendo 64.
Or they got a,
Or the
what if
Mario
somebody got like a
64.
used Nintendo 64 from,
Yeah,
because there
I
was like
guess that
KB
was a
Toys
thing.
and stuff had used systems that they resold for cheaper.
What? KB did?
Yeah, KB did. Dude, don't you remember those price charts that KB used to do?
Hell
Like,
no.
oh, dude, that used to be my favorite thing to fucking read when I was supposed to be doing schoolwork in school. So KB would have a. Had they the games are already out of the box. They had loose games and then they put them in those little sleeves, kind of like what Funko Land did and stuff. They just had their name
Sure.
on them. But every month you could go in there and get like a price chart, and they had all the, it was just a list, a black and white list of all the loose games that they had in their warehouse that people had traded back into the store to get new games. So you could see what the used game prices were for that month. There were so many games that were like $1.99, $2.99, $3.99. Oh, Elvin. Oh, a big nostalgia moment right there. And then I never bought them money. Like I would always just look at the list, like I'm gonna buy that game, instead I would just buy a new game or use my money on new games instead of being smart and going to KB and like piling up on used games.
Okay. So this would be a good place to transition to the next part, but let's do one more anyway, just because I want to hear more people. Or is that the last one?
No, yeah, there's, I could go on forever if you
No,
really wanted
okay,
to.
just no, one more.
All right, I'll pick a long looking one here.
Yeah, pick
Okay,
a good one.
honestly, I never got bad games as a kid. My parents never gambled on whether it was a good game. It was always games I asked for, and usually I had them before. But my sister did get me Tomorrow Never Dies for the PS1 because my sister told
Oof.
her to get me 007, but I had an N64, not a PS1.
Oof. So they got the bad one and they got the wrong system. Rough. That's rough.
This person made it. I'm gonna do one more. This person made a joke
Okay.
below it. Lee Trevino's putting challenge. I asked for Bone Storm. Oh, there's a moment we all had.
Power drive.
Yes, we all wanted to be Thrill House.
All
Right.
right. So we said we were going to try to help people to navigate this bad video game gift giving thing. And I will give you the very first foolproof gift giving idea for video games. And it's fucking ask. Just ask the person. If they tell you exactly what they want, just get that. Write it down. Have them write it down. Easiest way. You do that 100% of the time, you're never going to give a bad gift.
That's a really good idea.
That's a good tip.
But there is surprises. Like you do want to do surprise gifts. So I'm going to
Sure.
say, outside of the obvious, which is giving a gift card or eShop points or blah, 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 as a surprise gift. If you're going to give a game gift and you're not going to be smart and probe your way around, do non-game game gifts. Do t-shirts or collectible stuff or not the actual video game, just small little things. Like all sorts of people have like those like stores have those add-on boxes, like $20 and you get a Super Nintendo thing full of crazy Super Nintendo stuff at Walmart. Do one of those things because you can't really go wrong with a non-investment. Like they don't have to play a t-shirt. They just put it on every once in a while, you know?
Very true. A similar vein of that, everybody needs a controller. No matter how long they've had the system, another controller, never a bad investment. Just make sure you're getting it for the right console. And do yourself a favor, don't buy cheapo fucking generic controller straight from the store, especially with new consoles. I can tell you from experience, they're not worth the spit, the fucking they're garbage. Half these cheap controllers, like you're like, oh, this Xbox controller is only $30, and it's like, yeah, fucking sucks. Don't buy it. So,
Yep,
and I've yet to find a
Pad 64.
what's that?
The last good third-party controller was Super Pad 64, and they've all been downhill since then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. I mean, part of the reason why controllers now don't have any cool third-party support, with the exception of like all the motion shit that they've thrown into things for no reason, and touch pads and pressure-sensitive buttons and all that fancy shit, is they just are trying to avoid people cheating. Like I
Yeah.
remember on Sega Genesis, my favorite controllers were like third-party controllers that had like rapid-fire options. Shit, I think these like Nintendo and Sega both made like first party controllers that had rapid fire and
Yep.
stuff.
You had those big flat, the like arcade sticks all had it.
Yeah, now you got to pay like $150 to get your controller modded if you can't do it yourself to like get rapid fire on Call of Duty. I remember rapid fire like controllers with Xbox 360
Yep.
because that got to be a thing on like the Modern Warfare games, because people would get like the guns with low recoil that are single fire and just like, and just fire through bullets. And it's like, ah, oh, that's kind of bullshit.
I will say I've had some pretty good success recently with the Power A controllers for the Switch. I haven't bought the wireless ones, but the wired ones, we play a lot of like the four player Minecraft dungeons, and we play well, some other anyway, local four player games. And those are pretty sturdy. They're not like perfect, like the Switch Pro pad things are, but for the $20, actually, I got one for like $5 on Black Friday, brand new. They're really good for that price point. But that's the only success that I probably had in the last 10, 15 years. So.
See, and I've gone through two Power A controllers for Xbox One. Now, the controllers, the functionality and everything on the controllers works fine, but and this is fucking a Microsoft problem. This is like an exclusively Microsoft problem. The goddamn headset isn't compatible with like half of these third-party controller shit. So
Oh, that's
if you're
yucky.
talking, and you know the Xbox isn't like Bluetooth compatible either for headsets, so you almost got to go either first party or you have to. It really sucks. Like Xbox controllers, especially Xbox One. I don't know about the new system yet, but for Xbox One, any third party controller has been absolute bullshit, with the exception of the one I did end up settling on, which was the Razer one,
Oh.
which was not a cheap controller. I mean, it's
Yeah,
as
I would say
much
at
as
that
the
point you're
Elites.
spending more,
Right.
yeah,
Yeah,
not
I went from like,
less.
I just want a cheap controller for like $50 that's wired, that has all these cool features, to I'm going to buy the most expensive controller that exists. And that was the only thing I spent with the first stimulus check, was that. So that was me stimulating the economy. Oh,
Like
wait,
it.
we got another another gift giving tip.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess. Let's see, it's easy for me. So we always plug that we have a, we're not in like a retro wasteland here. We got it pretty good in our little area. And the good thing I know is if my wife or my kids go shopping for me, they can go to one of those stores and be like, "Hey, Mike needs a gift." And they literally just put, will just push something at them. And I've got for my birthday, I got the gold Mario Amiibo back when that was like super collectible. It's slightly less expensive now, but my guys at Press Start are like, "Yep, yeah, Mike needs this. I know he doesn't have it." Like that's the best thing is when they're like, "Yeah, we know he doesn't have it, so this is what you want." And they're absolutely right every one of the time. So building good relationships with the community in your area also benefits you in the gift giving when you're receiving, because all of your significant others can just ask anybody who knows you, and
Yeah,
just magically a good gift appears. So.
that's a good one. And alternatively, if you don't want to, you know, if you don't habitually shop at stores and whatnot, I would recommend get your family, like encourage them to start like an Amazon wish list, because you can share the Amazon wish list and people can just add anything to it that they want, and then you can actually keep that element of surprise. You know, it's perpetually there and they can modify it as ever they however they see fit. And if you do online shopping and whatnot, the Amazon wish list will get you like links directly to it. Not to plug Amazon too fucking hard, but that wish list thing is actually a pretty cool feature that you can use for keeping that element of surprise. Because I'm not gonna lie, I do appreciate getting cash now that I'm an adult. But it's really hard to like, it doesn't feel like Christmas when someone just hands you a card full of fucking money. It's just like, oh, cool, money. It's a reminder of how broke you fucking
Yeah, because then they always say something like, "Well, don't spend it on bills." Well, you know what the fuck I'm gonna spend it on.
Right? Like, no, I'm just gonna go out to eat 8 days in a row. That's what's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah, whereas when you're a kid, like I tell the same story over and over again, but we used to get like $100 combined from my parents for our birthday, and when I spent it all on Turok, I have never learned a lesson so fucking hard. As spending my entire $100 once a year gift on Turok. So I made my own mistakes there. But yeah, when you're a kid, it's like, yeah, of course I'm going to buy the stupidest fucking thing. Give me all my money. Like, I wish I could do that more often now. Buy a stupid thing. I don't buy enough stupid stuff.
Here's one. Here's one that I'm going to give everybody, and I want everybody to adopt this because this should be how gifts work. We all know how much shit costs now. Everything's really expensive. Even kids' toys are super expensive. Don't buy one gift for every single fucking person you know. You'll spend way too much money. Get your whole fucking family together and be like, spend your whole Christmas budget on one goddamn person. Everybody gets one goddamn person. Pick an amount. However much you think you're going to spend on Christmas as a whole. Like, let's say you're going to spend $200, $300 on gifts for everybody in your family. One person getting a $300 gift is way fucking better than, you know, getting 20, or I'll make it easy, 10, $30 gifts. That's a, in fact, go further. Combine all your holidays. Do like me. Say Christmas gone, birthday's gone. We're just celebrating Halloween. And if you want to do gift giving, we're going to do it on Halloween.
Pro-iest pro tip we can give.
Right? Imagine if you took all the money you spent on every birthday and every Christmas thing and all that stuff you spend in a year. And you spent it all on one person for one gift. They get something badass every fucking year.
On Halloween.
On Halloween. Dope as shit. With inflation being
I
what it
think we
is?
should end it right there. Just cut it. This
Yeah.
episode done. Give all your gifts
Done.
on Halloween.
We're doing Halloween forever now.
Was a good special. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It's gonna be long. There's gonna be a lot of people who are just be like, oh, they're just reading off things that are nostalgic. But that's okay, because that's what this whole podcast is. What did you think we were gonna do?
More Bear is driving jokes.
How can that be?
Just want to add one more thing. If you have a bad gift story or had some sort of experience with getting a video game related gift, send us a message either via Anchor or drop it on Facebook. If you want, you record something, send it to us. We'll even put you on an episode. Next week, we'll talk about this again later. We just wanted to kind of have fun with a bonus episode for the new year and not get too deep into the game. So we will be doing review next week and the week after that. So stay tuned for more.
Sorry. Due to circumstances beyond our control, the script to the rest of the episode was lost on its way overseas. Luckily, the episode was finished by the Korean animators. We hope you enjoy the new ending.
We find in favor of...
Big American Party!
Yay!
Everybody disco dancing!
Lots of fun, good time for all!
I'm having very good time!
Robot dancing!
Oh no! Police!
Quickly in here! Who's driving?
Oh my god, Bear is driving! How can that be?